1. Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes, this dress is too long. Would you please shorten it for me?
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Jack, you look tired.
Yes, I've got a pile of work to do, but it gives me a great sense of achievement.
Question, what can we learn about the man? Three, John, what's up? Why are you standing on the desk?
The light suddenly went off. The bulb must have burnt out.
Question, what is the man most probably doing? Four. I will take this room. How much is the rent?
Well, £200 each month. You need to pay 3 months' rent in advance, plus a deposit of £100.
Question. According to the man, how much should the woman pay in total? Five. I'll take an interview for a part-time librarian tomorrow.
Don't worry. Others stand no chance if you take the interview.
Question. How does the man feel about the woman's chance of getting the job?
Six. I couldn't sleep at all last night. The bed is not comfortable.
Don't blame the bed. You should stop drinking wine.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Seven. Andy, I bought a shirt for you.
Thank you. I hope you kept the receipt. I've put on some weight.
Question. What does the man imply? Eight. I'm terribly sorry, but your flight has been cancelled.
What? In that case, I hope you will put me up somewhere tonight.
Question. What does the man expect the woman to do for him? Nine. A new hotel is looking for workers. They need 300 new workers, but over 4,000 people showed up.
Yes, I saw the news on TV. I still have my job, thank goodness.
Question. What are the speakers talking about? Ten. Professor Smith explained the physics problem very clearly.
Did he? Unfortunately, it is still all Greek to me.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?